As we move from the world of finance to the world of journalism, happy to have joining us a very talented guy. His name is Steve Lucky. He's the author of three books, To Change the World and Other Poems, Believing and Time Will Come. He has an extraordinary resume. He's the recipient of a number of awards and citations for his poetry and other works, including editor's awards from the International Library of Poetry, as well as honors from the International Directory of Distinguished Leadership. His outstanding achievements in creative writing and entertainment. He's also been named an outstanding speaker of the 21st century and a recipient of the Presidential Seal of Honor. So there's much more here, but I want Steve Lucky to talk about it. Congratulations on all these accomplishments, and welcome to the show, Steve.
Thank you.
Poetry is an art, a talent, a skill that that some people have and others don't. Do you see it as being something inherent, or something that people can cultivate through hard work, or is it much more of an inherent trait?
I think it's a combination of both. Some comes from just genetics, some from life experience, and some through discipline and training.
Is it different to write poetry, and you who have done so much, is there a difference in writing poetry than from a typical than the typical writing that we see in books and novels and
compared to writing stories? With poetry, you have to express your ideas in fewer words, somehow paint the picture mentally.
Is there a theme, Steve Lucky, a particular theme in terms of your works? Is there a common thread that has been manifested in your world of poetry?
Each of the books has a different theme. The first book, To Change the World and Other Poems, I talk about the simple everyday things that can add up to the big picture, hence the name, To Change the World and Other Poems. With Believing, I wrote that during the time of the September 11th attacks. Also, some of the things going on in Hollywood, there was a lot of self-criticism from some of the writers and producers and people. The Time Will Come basically had a theme of time and blending of opposites, such as sunrise and sunset, fire and ice, unicorns and more unicorns. So those are the themes of each of the books.
Okay, you can see that they're radically different. There is a website people can go to get any and all of these books. It's chosenfewbooks.com. And To Change the World and Other Poems, the publisher is Ivy House Publishing. Steve Lucky is... I'm sorry?
Oh, Ivy House Publishing for the first two. The third is by iUniverse.
Okay, iUniverse. Very well known, so people can track that down. And how does your material, your content, the feelings, how does it come to you? Almost in the sense of, is it something that's spontaneous, or is it well thought out in advance, or is it really predicated on events either nationally or in worldwide or spiritually?
Some of it was religious motivated. Some of it deals with walking down roads. I walk a lot. See, some of it was inspired by TV shows that I watch or I'm a fan of or something like that. Some shows I actually worked on. Let's see, some of it about activities such as swimming or baseball. See, the poem at the end of To Change the World and Other Poems is called Tori. It's about a series I wrote while still a child. It's blending the ancient and the modern together.
So you're really quite eclectic. Your approach is really quite diversified. And do you have any samples at hand there that perhaps you can just give a flavor for your talent?
Yes, I was thinking of writing or reading The Cross. I get that one.
All right. Have you got it in front of you?
Yeah, just a few.
If you just could read a few verses just to give an idea of what your style is and your substance and your message.
I'm turning the page while holding the phone.
Okay. While you're looking at that, let me just say that joining us is Steve Lucky. He's the author of To Change the World. All right, Change the World and Other Poems, Time Will Come, and Believing. And what are you going to read from now, Steve?
The Cross, To Change the World and Other Poems. It's the 16th poem.
Okay.
The Cross, an instrument of death, unavoidable for the true follower of Christ. Crosses come in many different shapes, sizes, and forms, but we each have our own cross to carry, as Christ commanded us to do. Do we seek to save our own lives and dig pits to fall into? Or do we lose our lives for his sake and build mountain peaks to ascend? The answers are not always simple, but the cross remains in front of us, whether we want to look away or not. Each of us has our own cross to carry, like the cross Christ once carried for us.
As you read your works and some of your poetry, does your religious pursuit it become integrated in all of your works, or are you able to, in a manner, separate church and state and produce some of your poems and other works without bringing in the religious component?
I'd say it's in awe. Even in those poems where it isn't mentioned directly, the religion sort of covers all of it somehow.
Okay, so religion is really a main criterion for what you do. Obviously, you're a religious person, and is the objective of what your work is a form of conversion or reformation for those who read it?
I'd say so. It may not always be my top priority, but it's definitely there.
All right, Steve Lucky joining us. The author of a number of works and the recipient of a number of awards. What recommendation can you give out there? There are so many aspiring writers, so many people who want to be proficient at this. Is there any advice that you could give to our listening audience?
I'd say if you want to write, read the type of things you want to write. Like if you want to write science fiction, read science fiction. If you want to write poetry, read poetry. If you want to write romance novels, read romance novels. Just so you can get an idea of what other people do and what type of stuff is popular.
All right, Steve Lucky, appreciate having you with us. The website, chosenfewbooks.com. Get all of these great works. Good luck and continued success, Steve.